It's really not the sound you want to hear. And certainly the flashing of blue lights in your rearview mirror, well, it doesn't make for a comforting sight. We rode along last night with Glasgow police to see what their job was all about, except they weren't handing out tickets, they were handing out money. They've partnered with River Lake Church for several years, a part of the Let Hope In initiative, and this year they upped it. $2,500 went out to different motorists across the city of Glasgow last night. Officer Mason Wethington, he's been with the force for a few years. He says this is the second time he's participated with the church doing this project, and it's something that he thoroughly enjoys.
Get to interact with them on a different level of getting pulled over. A lot of times it's a scary experience for people and a nerve-wracking experience. It's a time to kind of interact with them, calm them down a little bit, let them know everything's going to be okay, and then obviously, you know, getting to surprise them with money at the end of it, you know, wish them a Merry Christmas. It's truly just a great situation that you get to put yourself in and you know, getting to see those smiles on the faces of those people.
Now, how did these traffic stops go? Well, the blue lights went on. Officer Wethington pulled to the side of the road with the motorist, checked out their license, and made sure everything was okay. Then we stepped out of the car with a member of River Lake Church, the money in hand, and stepped up to the driver's side window to inform that motorist that they would not be getting a ticket, but getting $100. All you could say is they were surprised.
How about this? If it don't work out, we're out tonight with my friends here at River Lake Church and everything. We're out giving out money to everybody that we can come in contact with tonight. So,
Merry Christmas.
Oh my
so
God.
We just wanted to give you all that, okay?
Oh. God bless.
Thank you.
That's Carol Mays, who actually had a headlight out. But instead of using that money for herself, she says she's going to repurpose that and give back this holiday season.
And I would like to donate this to a young lady that came into our office today to help her daughter with a Christmas gift. She's 11.
Carol Schoaf, she goes to River Lake Church. She was in the vehicle with us last night.
If you need anything, if they know somebody, they'll help you. It's just the most giving church I've ever been a part of. And I've been to churches my whole life, so.
And it's apparent to this reporter you don't want to end up in the back of a police cruiser. Only if you're covering a story, that is. From the back of a crammed police cruiser in Glasgow, I'm Brennan Crane for WCLU Local News.